Through first-hand accounts in Farsi and English by Iranians who say they were tortured for their beliefs, filmmaker Joseph Akrami chronicles human rights abuses by Iran's Islamic fundamentalist government.
I was caught and arrested on the street carrying a leaflet by an opposition group. As a result, I spent several years of my life in prison.
Now living in Canada, Mr. Akrami says human rights violations in Iran are among the world's worst.
You cannot oppose Iranian government, because if you oppose Iranian government, you're not opposing a person or some people. You're opposing Islam.
In November 2005, the United Nations General Assembly passed a resolution for the second year in a row deploring Iran's treatment of its own people. The U.S. State Department says the Iranian government's poor human rights record has worsened and the right of citizens to change the government is severely restricted. Mr. Akrami blames the mullahs, the country's religious leaders, who do not tolerate any kind of opposition.
The mullahs are behind all this suffering. And what it is that I believe if we don't get rid of them, if we don't have these people or these kind of monsters, I believe we have a better living and better standard.
All the Iranians in Mr. Akrami's 90-minute film now live in Canada. He also interviewed Canadian human rights groups, United Nations representatives, and immigration lawyers such as Mary Tatham.
Procedures in the revolutionary courts are abysmal. There is no right of counsel. There is frequently no right of appeal.
In this year's annual report, a private U.S. watchdog group, Human Rights Watch, says Iranian authorities have subjected people imprisoned for peaceful expression of their political views to torture and ill-treatment. Mr. Akrami shows the faces of who he says are some of those Iranians, including members of opposition movements, journalists, and students.
By being in demonstration, or for instance, having a writing something about, for instance, Iranian regime in newspaper, or even talking in the school.
Human Rights Watch says because the Iranian government launched a campaign in 2000, closing many newspapers and imprisoning journalists, the few remaining independent newspapers practice self-censorship. Although many writers have left the country or are in prison, Mr. Akrami says those who remain find it difficult.
So that's the reason that a lot of artists, filmmakers, and writers are suffering, because they don't have freedom of expression. They cannot express themselves. So that's the reason they get in trouble.
Human Rights Watch is critical of the Iranian government for persecuting Iran's ethnic and religious minorities. The U.S. State Department also objects to the Iranian government's treatment of religious minorities. Mr. Akrami's film shows freedom of religion outside the fundamentalist Muslim faith is non-existent. Maurice Coppethorne is a Canadian United Nations Special Representative on the human rights situation in Iran.
All other groups are unrecognized minorities, and this is where a fair amount of suffering occurs.
Mr. Akrami says there is only one way to stop the human rights violations in Iran.
I'm trying to bring international sort of attention that there is a time for change, and Iranian regime has to go.
The mission of Iran to the United Nations, the official representatives of Iran in the United States, did not respond to several requests for comment on Mr. Akrami's film. Deborah Block, VOA News.